Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Thursday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys coming up today. Over the next 30 minutes, a heavy deep dive into championship weekend in the NFL. We got Hunter Brody standing by, getting his thoughts on Eagles Commanders coming up in the NFC title game. We're also going to dive heavy into the props markets. We're going to set our daily fantasy lineup as well. Also talk some college basketball. We're about midway through conference play in college hoops. Big Ten race is really interesting with Michigan State, Michigan, Illinois, Purdue. We'll break that down. I'll give you a couple of bets that I like for some of those teams to win the Big Ten regular season title. Also got Lucy Burge joining us later on in the show for Model Making Money. And then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite bets of the day. A couple of bets I love tonight in college hoops. So make sure you guys chime in during the show. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, and you can also check us out on the Send It In podcast. If you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, check us out on YouTube as well. But let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in with Hunter Brody. Give him a follow on X at Brodes81. Does great work at 94 WIP Sports Radio in Philadelphia. And Hunter, it is championship week, my friend, in the NFL. NFC East battle, Commanders-Eagles, third time we will see these two teams match up this season. What are just your initial thoughts on this matchup?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait, and I feel so good about this, you have no idea. I actually believe I stated it similar to this. There's no way the Eagles lose this game. Because nobody's stopping Saquon Barkley. Nobody's stopping this offensive line. The Commanders are in the bottom half of the league and stopping the run to begin with throughout the regular season. In what world are they going to have the answers for 2-6 on Sunday? So that's my initial thought, is this run game is too powerful. They have too many explosive plays. And I just believe that the Eagles are the better team. And it's a cute little story for Washington, but it's a different beast in the NFC Championship game at the Link.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly feels like it. And you mentioned Saquon, Hunter, and the odds makers agree with you. His rushing prop is 130.5, which is, I think, the highest prop I've ever seen for a running back. If you were to go about betting Saquon this week, would you just bet that? Would you bet some alt lines, 175 plus, 200 plus? Would you bet multiple touchdowns? Like, what different ways would you bet Saquon this week, knowing that his prop is so big at 130.5?
Well, I hate to be a simple man, but I will probably just take the over on the initial number that's set. He gets 200 in snow games. You know, I mean, it's actually insane. I knew he was going to be great coming here, playing behind this line, but obviously it reached a level that I didn't even see coming, which is nuts. But I would probably just pound the over 130. He may get 85, 90 yards in the first half alone. Then you're kicking up with your feet, you know, relaxing. So I would say that. Now, can I throw another bet that isn't Saquon related into the mix, or do you want me to wait?
No, please do. What do you got?
It's the Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. This is an every... every game thing. Because, you know, if Saquon does take it to the one or the two, or if AJ, same thing, it's the automatic tush-push once you're flirting around that goal line. So, honestly, every single week I'm putting a player prop down on Jalen Hurts anytime TD.
I think that's totally fair. That's the only way that I would bet Jalen this weekend, Hunter, is just taking his anytime touchdown prop. I'm a little concerned about the passing game. His passing yardage prop is at 181.5. A.J. Brown's prop for receiving's in the 60s. Devontae's in the 50s. How concerned are you about the Eagles' passing game? Because if there was a game for them to kind of get right, it would be this Commander secondary. Do you think if this is a game where they would need to throw, do you would have confidence in them to do so?
Yes, and here's why. First off, no team has been able to make them throw, except for Pittsburgh, and then Jalen had his best day at the office throwing the rock that week, ironically enough. So I don't think that the Commanders are going to have any firepower. And if they do, that means there's probably an obnoxious amount of people in the box, which would then favor, you know, them looking at A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. There's just going to be so much more that's wide open. So if somehow, which I don't even see it happening, if somehow the Commanders do force them to throw it, it's just going to be that much more wide open all across the board that I would expect them to be able to handle that. So am I concerned about the passing game? I get it. Look, it's not pretty, especially with that type of talent. With the skill position guys, it should be better. But where it comes back to is this is what I keep hearing. And maybe this is naive of me as an Eagles fan, but I keep hearing, if this continues, they're going to lose. If they can't get it right, they're going to fail. If they can't do this, they're not going to win. And now we're in the NFC Championship game with this method. So as much as I understand it is not a strength, whatever they do, whether it's Jalen Hurts focusing on not turning the ball over and putting it in harm's way, whatever they're doing passing-wise, they obviously have enough to still generate a ton of success. I'd stay away from any player props in the passing game, though. I don't know if I'm willing to financially support it, but from a fan level, if they have to, I think they can.
On the other side of the ball, Hunter, you look at Jaden Daniels and obviously the season he's putting together as a rookie, and his best game actually came against this Eagles defense when they played in Washington. A lot of wild stuff happened in that game. Hurts got knocked out early on. We saw Kenny Pickett for a bunch of the game. But Daniels did throw for 5 touchdowns against that Eagles defense, who has one of the best secondaries in the NFL. What did you see in that matchup specifically when those two teams played that Jaden was able to have so much success? And what do you think maybe the Eagles do on Sunday to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, big difference is CJ GJ, because CJ Gardner-Johnson got kicked out of the game because he said something to the referee. That's a huge difference maker. I just watched him against the Rams on a 3rd-and-2 by the goal line, have an incredible stop, and he plays with a lot of personality as well, and I think you're going to need that against this Commanders team. So I think the ability of having CJ GJ back there helping out with that secondary is going to be a game changer just from a personnel standpoint. And then we also got guys that have starting to come alive a little bit more, whether it's Jalen Carter playing all these snaps and dominating, and the Commanders have an injured offensive line, and you're going to be able to get that type of game wrecker in the interior, and Jalen Carter going up against injured guys, like, or, you know, their backup because they have someone who's not available. That is huge, and that could be the difference in success in that fourth quarter. And, you know, I don't think Kenny Pickett did a bad job by any means getting thrown into the fire, but what makes this team so special is they marry their offense with their defense. And for the Commanders to have that success, a lot of the offense stalled that day. A lot of the offense didn't look the same way once Jalen Hurts left. So if you have Jalen and you have Saquon and you have them moving the ball, running the ball efficiently, I think that could be the difference, because I don't believe that you're going to see Jaden Daniels have the same level of success in that fourth quarter if you're bleeding the clock, if you have your 7-minute, 8-minute drive. We've seen the Eagles have a 10-minute plus drive in the fourth quarter against Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers to run the clock out. That's the type of talent they have when Jalen and this offense is playing their best ball, and that would remove a lot of what Daniels is capable of doing late in the game.
I tend to think that in this matchup, if you like the Eagles, if you want to lay the 6 with them, I would bet the under. And I think if you like Washington plus the points, or you like Washington outright, you would take the over. Do you tend to feel that way? Do you think those two things are correlated at all, Hunter? Eagles in the under, Commanders in the over?
Yeah, probably. Because if the Eagles win, I think their defense is going to play stellar and play spectacular. And maybe Vic Fangio holds them to something under 20 points, maybe 17 points. And the way this Eagles team wins is they do enough that day. And I know that sounds funny, but if you hold the other team to 17, you're going to win 19-17, 20-17. If the other team scores, you know, let's say 28, they're going to find a way to score 30 that day. That's just what they do. So just using that in theory, you know, obviously you, if you feel the Commanders can win, then you might bet the over. But yeah, I mean, to your point, I do think that that's fair logic to kind of tie those two sides together. The Eagles, they're going to hold them to fewer points. I mean, that's what they do. They hold them to less than 20. You'll see maybe 17 points or so if the Eagles win, and they'll probably pop in 20, win 20-17, then we're on our way to New Orleans, baby.
Well, what do you think happens? Do you think they're on their way to New Orleans? What's your score prediction for Sunday?
Yeah, they're on their way. I will say it's probably going to be 24-20. 24-20, and it'll get sticky because it always gets sticky. The second I thought we were good and I can relax after that Saquon touchdown, here comes the Rams and Stafford within a minute. So it's going to be sweaty, all right? We're going to be walking around with the anxiety in our stomach and that anxiousness. But at the end of the day, the Eagles are going to give us another Super Bowl appearance, and who knows, maybe against Andy Reid again.
Maybe against Andy Reid again. We will see. It should be a lot of fun. Hunter Brody, give him a follow on X at Brodes81 and check him out, 94 WIP Sports Radio in Philadelphia. Hunter, great meeting you, man. Appreciate the time. Good luck on Sunday. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, you as well. All right, Hunter Brody there joining us on Send It In. Let's keep it rolling and look at our daily fantasy lineups for championship weekend as we dive in to a little fantasy peach. Love doing this for this kind of week. We will start with my quarterback this week. Once again, to give you guys an overview of how this works, we get 50,000 fake dollars to work with, right? And then basically, depending on how great the player is, they're more amount of money. So the idea is to kind of find the perfect lineup between great players and also under-the-radar players and try to build the best lineup to get you the most amount of points. So we'll start. You got to take Josh Allen this week for the Buffalo Bills, right? He's always Superman against the Chiefs. He's going to be running a lot, which I think is the big factor. Josh Allen's most rushing attempts in any game this season came against Kansas City in Week 11 when he had 12 rushing attempts. He's been so good accounting for rushing touchdowns this season. So Josh Allen's going to do some great things through the air, but I think his legs, especially whenever he plays Kansas City, is going to be the big difference. I'll take Josh Allen as my quarterback this week at $7,500. Next up is going to be Austin Eckler. This is one of the guys I like flying under the radar this week. He's $5,300 for Washington. Austin Eckler in his last three games has had over 20 receiving yards, and he had his season high when they played at Philadelphia in Week 11. He had 8 catches for 89 yards against the Eagles, which makes a lot of sense because the Eagles have a great secondary, they have great corners, and they have a good pass rush. So when Jaden Daniels drops back, he's probably going to have to hit his check down a lot. He's probably going to have to hit his running back in the flat. That's where Austin Eckler comes in. So I think Eckler as a receiver this week could be very valuable. I like him as one of my running backs. I also like Kareem Hunt at 5,400 yards for the Kansas City Chiefs as well. We all thought when Isaiah Pacheco got healthy, he'd resume his running back, his RB1 role. That just really hasn't been the case. Pacheco just hasn't quite looked like himself. The Chiefs have never really been able to establish a ground game for all that much this season, but I think they're going to have to do that against Buffalo. They're going to have to stay balanced, and especially when they get inside the five, Hunt is usually out there more than Pacheco. So it's tough sledding this week with the running backs outside of Barkley, right? And Barkley is a ton of money. So outside of Barkley, don't really want to use James Cook at $7,000, $6,900. So I want to take a shot with Kareem Hunt. Hopes he gets us a touchdown, maybe even two at the goal line. First up for my receiver, I'm going to take Khalil Shakir of the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo and Josh Allen does such a good job of really spreading it out to everyone. You really don't know who's going to have the big game. It could be Amari Cooper, Keon Coleman, could be one of the tight ends. But Shakir, for the most part, solidified himself as wide receiver number one. He's usually the guy week in and week out that you can count on being the number one option for Josh Allen. And in the first matchup against Kansas City, he had 8 catches for 70 yards, and he had 12 targets in that game, which was his season high, which I think is pretty telling. Of all the games that we had in the regular season, the Chiefs game was the game where he was targeted the most. So again, you would expect this game to be close, Buffalo trailing for at some point during the game, if not most of it. They got to throw. Shakir is going to be the top guy that Allen's looking at. He's so good after the catch. I'll take Khalil Shakir, 5,700 yards. Then I'll go with Devontae Smith at 5,800 yards as my next wide receiver. I know taking an Eagle receiver is a little scary just because of the matchup with Saquon against the Washington run defense. Jalen Hurts is injured. The Eagles' pass offense has not looked good at all. But keep in mind, this is a little bit of a revenge game for Devontae Smith. It was his drop in Week 17 against the Commanders that allowed that game to continue. Philly had to settle for a field goal instead of running out the clock, and then Jaden Daniels led Washington right down the field for a touchdown. So a little bit of revenge here for Devontae Smith. I think he could have a big game, could lead the Eagles in receiving yards this weekend. I'll take him at 5,800. And then finally, give me Xavier Worthy as my last receiver, 5,500 yards for the Kansas City Chiefs. Against Houston, there were only two guys that caught passes for Kansas City. It was Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy. He was the only receiver to catch a pass for Mahomes. He's the deep threat. They're looking to get the ball in his hands as many different ways as they can. And look, Buffalo's defense in the postseason so far has given up some explosive pass plays. We saw Denver opening drive, Troy Franklin long touchdown. We saw Rashad Bateman, Isaiah Likely with a couple of long catches against that Bills defense. So you can hit them with some explosives, and with all the attention that Travis Kelce is going to draw, I think that could open things up for Xavier Worthy. Speaking of Kelce, how can you not start him at tight end this week at $6,000? It's playoff time, and this is where Kelce shows up. After kind of being pedestrian for much of the year, in his last two games, the regular season finale that he played in against Pittsburgh, he had 8 catches for 84 yards and a touchdown, and then last week against the Texans, 7 catches for 117 yards and a touchdown. Everybody knows Mahomes is looking for him. Everybody knows you got to stop him, but nobody can do it. Travis Kelce's my tight end. Also, give me Zach Ertz as my tight end, as my flex as well. How about Zach Ertz has had a touchdown reception in 6 of his last 10 games, including the meeting in Week 11 when they played at Philadelphia. He had one last week against the Lions. When they get in the red zone, Jaden Daniels is looking for Zach Ertz going up against his former team. I like Ertz in my flex this week at 4,300. And then finally, give me the Eagles defense, $3,300 this week against Washington. As I've really been talking about it all week, I've talked about it with Grant Paulson yesterday, Hunter Brody today. I think if you like the Eagles, you got to like the under in this game. Washington has not committed a turnover yet this postseason. I think they could commit a couple on Sunday, so I'll take the Eagles defense at $3,300. So once again, our lineup for championship week, Josh Allen's our quarterback, $7,500. Austin Eckler, Kareem Hunt is our two running backs. Khalil Shakir, Devontae Smith, Xavier Worthy, our three receivers. Travis Kelce, tight end. Zach Ertz in our flex. Eagles defense is going to round out the lineup, and our remaining budget is $1,200. So we got a lot of money to play with. Problem was, there really wasn't an area I wanted to allocate enough money to kind of upgrade to another player. So I like my team. I like my lineup. Think we're going to have a good week this week. All right, let's go to PJ's props now here on Send It In. Going to bring on my guy, Shawnee Sharp, as we go between the quarterbacks, receivers, running backs through the two different games, talk about which props we like the best. Shawnee Sharp, what's our first one up?
Yeah, Peach, first one we got here is in the AFC Championship game between the two quarterbacks. Josh Allen over 228.5 passing yards at minus 115, or Patrick Mahomes over 254.5 passing yards at minus 115.
I mean, I kind of like both. I think both Allen and Mahomes go over their passing yards. If I had to go with one guy, though, I think it's going to be Mahomes. Because, again, Josh Allen and the Bills have a better running game than Kansas City does. So more is going to be on Mahomes to kind of carry the offense. And I think he's going to have to do that through the air. So, again, the Bills' defense last week did not stop. They didn't force a punt on Baltimore. The Ravens either scored on every possession or they turned the ball over. So I think Kansas City is going to be able to move the ball. I think Mahomes is going to have a good day throwing it. I'll go over passing yards for Pat Mahomes.
All right, let's go over to the NFC Championship game. Two players that are pretty lethal with their legs here. Jaden Daniels over 54.5 rushing yards at minus 130. A little bit of juice there. And then Saquon Barkley over a ridiculous 128.5 rushing yards at minus 115.
It is ridiculous, and it's ridiculous for a reason, because he's probably going over that number. What's so tough about running backs like Saquon and Derrick Henry is if they get 25 carries, you might be able to shut them down for like 21 or 22 of those carries, but all it takes is two or three for them to break one for like 60 or 70 yards. And that's what's happened in these matchups against Washington. For a majority of the game, the Commanders have done a good job on Saquon, but as we saw against the Rams, all it takes is just two carries, and he can go for 60, 70 yards and completely change the game. I kind of think he's going to do the same thing on Sunday. So, Sean, I'll go over for Saquon, over 128.5.
All right, let's go back to the AFC Championship game. Two of these guys are on your DFS lineup. Khalil Shakir, over 55.5 receiving yards at minus 115, or Travis Kelce, over 68.5 receiving yards at minus 125.
Yeah, I like both, but I'll just go with the guy who's got the fewer receiving yards. And Khalil Shakir, he's Josh Allen's number one target. Again, 8 catches, 70 yards in the regular season matchup against the Chiefs. I expect him to go for at least 70 again on Sunday, so I'll go with Shakir.
All right, a couple more here for you, Pete. Just go back to the AFC. We'll stay in the AFC Championship game. For the quarterbacks, Josh Allen over 9.5 rush attempts at minus 105, or Patrick Mahomes over 4.5 rush attempts at minus 105.
Going Josh Allen over. I think he's going to have double-digit rush attempts every time he plays the Chiefs. It feels like he goes over double-digit rush attempts. And again, when they played in the regular season, 12 rushing attempts for Josh Allen. That was his most so far this season. He's 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl. Got to do whatever it takes to win this game against the Chiefs. We'll go over 9.5 for Josh Allen.
All right, two more here for you, Pete. Let's go to the NFC Championship game. Zach Ertz over 30.5 receiving yards at minus 118, or the other tight end for the Eagles, Dallas Goedert, over 38.5 receiving yards at minus 110.
I'm going with Zach Ertz just because that Philly passing game, I don't know what I'm going to get. And again, I like Ertz to find the end zone. I think with how great Philly's corners are in their secondary, going to be tough for the Washington receivers in this game. I think it opens things up for the tight end and the running back. So I'll go over receiving yards for Zach Ertz.
All right, last one here, stay in the NFC Championship game. Terry McLaurin to score an anytime touchdown or plus 140, or Saquon Barkley to score two touchdowns at plus 260.
I think you got to go with Saquon. Quinyon Mitchell is going to be on Terry McLaurin for essentially the entire game. Mitchell's had one of the best years of any cornerbacks. McLaurin did not score a touchdown in either matchup versus the Eagles this year. Saquon's going to score one, and there's a good chance he's probably going to score two as well. You do worry about the Jalen Hurts tush push maybe taking away from some of his touchdowns, but I'd rather take Barkley at plus 260 rather than McLaurin. All right, a promo now from our friends at BetMGM. A touchdown is always 6 points, but the longest one could mean you get $250,000 in bonus bets. Wager on any player to score during a game. If your pick has the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win big-time bonus bets on top of your wager. How does it work? You opt into the longest touchdown jackpot promotion. Place a $10 anytime touchdown wager up to one eligible bet per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of $250,000 in bonus bets. All right, let's talk some college hoops here on Send It In. Look into our glass ball. Look at the Big Ten regular season odds right now, as we're about a little less than halfway through the regular season in the Big Ten. Michigan State's a perfect 7-0 in league play. They're plus 150 right now to win the Big Ten. Michigan right behind them, 6-1. They're plus 210. Purdue 7-2. They're 4-1 to win the Big Ten regular season. Illinois is plus 600. They're 5-3. Then you got to drop off. Oregon and Wisconsin are both 30-1. They're both 5-3 to win the league. Then you got Indiana, Maryland, UCLA at 125-1. So it's pretty much six teams at this point, but it's really only like four teams at this point. And there are two that I really like. The first one I really like is Michigan at plus 210. I think of the four teams, the top four teams, they have the easiest schedule remaining of any of those teams. They play Purdue and Michigan State twice, which means that they're playing both of those teams at home and at the road. But the key for Michigan is that they also still have to play Oregon and Illinois, and both of those games are going to be in Ann Arbor. So that's huge that they only have to face those teams once, and both of those games are going to be home games for Michigan. So I think their schedule of any of these four teams is the best set up for the Wolverines. I also think they're a better team than Michigan State, and right now Michigan State is priced like they're the best team. They have the best record so far in the league, but I like Michigan over Michigan State. The Spartans, their schedule is brutal down the stretch. You look at this run that they've been on, they're 7-0. They had a nice win over Illinois, but outside of that, they've essentially played all the worst teams in the Big Ten. They go through a stretch towards the end of the year where they play Oregon, Indiana, Illinois, Purdue, and Michigan all back-to-back-to-back. So, Sparty, I don't think they're going to come out of that very good. I would not bet the Spartans. Rather, would look at Michigan plus 210 over Michigan State. I would also look at Illinois at plus 600 as well. I think Illinois is the best team in the Big Ten. They've dug themselves in a little bit of a hole. They had a bad, they've had a couple bad losses on the road to Northwestern. They lost at home to USC on Saturday. So they've had a couple losses they like to have back, but I still think they're the best team. And again, their schedule is better than maybe some of the other top teams in the league. Wisconsin and Michigan game are on the road, but however, they do play Michigan State and Purdue at home. So if Illinois can just split one of the Michigan or Wisconsin road games, if they take care of Sparty and Purdue at home, Illinois could be set up good to potentially win the Big Ten regular season. And then Purdue, good team. Matt Painter, great coach, great at Mackey Arena, but you get them away from that building, especially when they got to go up against good teams, not the same team. They still have to play Michigan twice, at Michigan State, at Illinois as well. So out on Purdue, I would look at Michigan and I would look at Illinois as the two teams to win the Big Ten regular season title. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It In. Lucy, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play for today, for this weekend, Commanders-Eagles under 47.5. The Eagles have hit the under in two of their last three games, and in three of their last four games, they have held their opponents to under 14 points, and the Commanders have hit the under in two of their last three games, and in four of their last five on the road, Eagles have gone under in two of their last three at home, so the BetQL model loves the under 47.5 as a five-star play for Commanders-Eagles.
Love it. I like the under in that game as well. Lucy, what about for yourself? Anything that you like tonight? Any best bets for you?
Yes, so I'm doing a couple sports here, PJ. I'm going to the NBA first, and I'm taking the Celtics -5.5 against the Lakers. The Lakers have lost four of their last seven, and they have only covered in two of their last six. They've also failed to cover in two of their last three at home. Meanwhile, the Celtics have covered in four of their last seven on the road, and they are 16-5 straight up on the road this season after starting this road trip with two wins. It did take overtime and some effort for them to beat the Clippers last night, and the Clippers were pretty shorthanded. So that's all concerning, but I'm not concerned about tonight. This is Beat LA Day, and I am taking the Celtics to cover, to beat the Lakers, and to cover by this margin, -5.5. And I'm going to the ice, PJ. I'm taking the Sabres money line, +110 against the Flames. The Sabres are coming off of a win over the Canucks, and the Flames have lost two of their last three last three at home, while the Sabres have won two of their last three on the road. So I like the Sabres money line, +110, a little bit of plus money there against the Flames.
Love that. Little pick in the NBA, NHL as well. Lucy, let's talk some NFL, because a team that you know well, the New York Jets, just hired their new coach in Aaron Glenn. What do you make of the Jets next season? We still don't know if Rodgers is going to be back. Obviously, you have your new coach in Mike Vrabel with the Patriots. The Bills are going to be really good. Do the Jets, do they worry you at all next season now that they have Aaron Glenn?
No, PJ, the Jets do not scare me. So Aaron Glenn did help turn around the Lions. Mm-hmm. But as long as Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Jets, should he remain the quarterback of the Jets, they do not scare me. You know what does scare me, though, PJ? How good the Patriots are going to be next season. The Jets will finish behind the Patriots in the division next season, so they do not scare me. I think the Patriots will finish second behind the Bills in the division next season and make the playoffs. So the Jets, not even on my mind. Do not scare me. I can't wait to beat them twice next season.
Lucy, if I gave you over under 8.5 wins for the Patriots next season, are you going over?
Over. Undefeated, PJ. They're going to go undefeated.
Undefeated.
No. I'm going to go over, though. I think this will be a big year for the Patriots, and they will finish well above 500. I think they go over that.
What about your Lions? So we just talked about they lost Aaron Glenn. They lost Ben Johnson to the Chicago Bears. They still got Dan Campbell. They still have that great offense. They're going to get all these injured players back on their defense. You think the Lions next year, do they get to a Super Bowl, or are you worried about the coaches that they're losing?
Yeah, I'm very worried, PJ. I think the dream is dead. I think it's officially time I give up my dream of the Lions winning the Super Bowl and the dream of, you know, lifelong Lions fans as well, of course. But it's over. This was their one chance, and they blew it. They get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. A great man did once say, and they blew it. The Lions blew it. They let their opportunity slip. Don't let it slip. They did. Mom's spaghetti. The Lions blew it. So that was their shot to get to the Super Bowl. Jared Goff turned into a pumpkin. And next year is all about the Patriots. The Lions are great, and we love the Motor City, but it's over. The dream is dead. So that's it. And I'm worried because they're gutted. Their coaching staff is gutted. They're a different build next year, and I'm worried about them. So I'm going to focus on the Patriots, I think.
Lucy Burge never loses herself in the moment here on Send It In. Joining us, Durin Model Making Money. Lucy, always a pleasure. Love the Eminem reference. Well done. We'll talk again soon.
That's why we're best friends, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, we got a little over 30 seconds here. We're going to go rapid fire on our best bets. I'm in on Austin Eckler over 22.5 receiving yards. I added that prop today because, again, he had his season high when he played at Philly, 8 catches, 89 yards. I think 22.5 is too low. We're going over Eckler receiving yards for our prop lock. College hoops tonight, we got 2 mid-major plays that we like. First one's going to be Sam Houston State +1.5 against Middle Tennessee. Sam Houston is 1-5 in conference play, and Middle Tennessee's 5-1, yet Sam Houston's only a small home dog. Give me the Bearcats. And then Arkansas State -7.5 tonight against App State. I'm telling you folks, you want a mid-major team to keep an eye on, Arkansas State. Lay the points with them tonight against the Mountaineers. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week. Thanks for tuning in and sending in. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.